Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
While we're doing that, there's a lot of other things going on at these colleges and universities. Paramount is the transfer portal. Perhaps no team over the last, week or so has been more busy than the University of Miami. David Lake has covered the Hurricanes for well over a decade, does a tremendous job for Inside the U, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. David, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know you're another busy guy as well.
Yes, sir. Talent acquisition never stops. You know that, Larry. And now with the portal, it's definitely year-round, but good to be on with you. It's an honor. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, well, same back at you, because, you know, I read your great information all the time. That's how I keep track of it. All of you guys over there do a tremendous job. You're diligent. You have some really good podcasts, good video during practices when they let you. But you look at the roster, and, you know, coming out of the spring, you know, I kind of talked today about this very subject. Is you look back a year. Maybe last year on a May 15th, and you look at the roster and you said to yourself, wow, I don't know. There's not much depth. There's not a lot of frontline talent. What a difference a year has made, because the complexion of so many positions have changed, mainly the offensive line, which has added a lot of experience, firepower, running backs, defensive secondaries. And I've been watching the University of Miami forever, and I never saw a roster last year that was more incomplete. It was easily one of the worst rosters I've ever seen, and that's what Mario Cristobal and his staff were greeted with. But what they did over this last 365 days is amazing. You look at the depth chart now, you look at a lot of the players who are no longer here, plus the portal, which has uncovered quite a few players. Talk about that and what has now come. Probably the most important job at the University of Miami is roster management.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the key for all coaches now, as they learn how to recruit their own roster and try and still add the depth, as you're alluding to. And, you know, with Mario Cristobal, you know better than anyone, Larry, that it might not get the most fanfare, but you can't win football games without owning the line of scrimmage. And Mario Cristobal cares about that line of scrimmage as much as anyone, and particularly on the offensive line, as you're alluding to. They have totally flipped that starting five, and I think even, you know, their top eight is in a much better spot year over year. You know, Matt Lee from UCF, they feel like he's a future NFL center. He's going to be the leader of the group this year. They go and get Javion Cohen from Alabama to be a guard, a starting guard. He did not allow a sack over the last two seasons at Alabama. They bring back Jalen Rivers, who they love as a guy inside the program that keeps getting better. Francis Malinoa is a five-star freak freshman that played at right tackle all spring with the first team. Inez Cooper is a massive guard, 6'6", 360. They love the power he brings to the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, there's a guy, Zion Nelson, who, you know, right or wrong, he was getting some first-round hype a couple years back. Whether or not he ever meets that hype will be determined by his play on the field. But he is a guy that is talented. He's expected to be healthy, ready to go by the start of the season. And then, you know, there's other backups that they're excited about, too. So Mario Cristobal is pushing all his chips into the middle of the table, betting on the offensive line, helping Miami take a significant step this year because, as you know, last year was just unacceptable in many different ways. And I feel like, on the offensive side at least, they feel like the breakdowns on the offensive line and the negative plays they consistently allowed was a big reason why Miami struggled to score points. You know, that offensive line was a big reason why Tyler Van Dyke got hurt and, you know, kind of took the season off kilter. So that was a big point of emphasis this year, fixing that offensive line.
Yeah. One of the other positions that need to be addressed, and I thought it came a long way during the spring, was the receiver position because Jacoby George, who was supposed to do something last year and step up, probably didn't do as well as he wanted, but I thought he had a really good spring, really good spring game. I think Kobe Young showed last year what he's all about, you know, what he can be like. And then now, probably the deepest area is that slot position where you have Restrepo, you have Rashard Smith, you have Nathaniel Ray-Ray Joseph. So that is taking a huge step up because you look at guys who are potential producers like Robbie Washington and guys of experience like Frank Ladson and Michael Redding and also Isaiah Horton, and this receiving core potentially looks a lot better than last year.
Absolutely. And, Mayor, you know this. Over the weekend, they're bringing back a local guy, Tyler Harrell, who you know, had a big year at Louisville a couple years back. Had some injuries. He transferred to Alabama, had some injuries, but he's a guy who brings that dynamic speed element. And, you know, is he a clear-cut NFL guy? I don't know about that, but he has that speed that defenses have to respect, and that matters on a play-to-play basis. And, you know, Miami was not explosive at all in the passing game last year. And those guys you mentioned, I think they now know what they have year over year going into the season. So that's a big deal. I think the system Shannon Dawson is going to install this year is more wide receiver friendly, going to put them in positions to make plays. And yeah, I think overall the group is going to improve. Is it at that standard yet where Miami wants it to be? I think it's a work in progress, but I do think year over year it's going to be one of the more improved groups on the team.
No doubt. David Lake joins us inside the U, covers that thing from cover to cover. Let's look on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, depth was a factor last year at linebacker. It's going to be this year. But to have a Corey Flagg who's been the leading tackler the last 2 years, not having to work it all himself and maybe moving into a reserve role could probably indicate that the strength at linebacker. The secondary, we know Cam Kinchins. We know James Williams. We know a lot of the guys, but you also lost two guys that moved on to the NFL and Ivy. And Stevenson. What do you expect out of the defensive secondary?
Yeah, I think the big key for the secondary is to just do a better job of being on the same page. So I think there was a lot of communication breakdowns, particularly in the early part of the season, right? The Middle Tennessee State debacle of a game, North Carolina, there was a lot of miscommunications between the cornerbacks and the safety. And it just allowed too many wide open, free, easy touchdown explosive plays for the other team. I do think year over year, the talent at corner is down, but I still feel like if the guys that are on the team now go out and just execute and do their jobs and play on the same page with the talented safeties returning and Cam Kitchens and James Williams, I think the group can be improved year over year, despite maybe the talent being slightly down. I still think it's good enough to be better. It's not where it needs to be, but I do think year over year they're going to be improved. And you talk about linebacker, they added Francisco Malinoa, the brother of Francis, the five-star offensive lineman, and he really impressed me during the spring. So I think he's going to be the best middle linebacker they've had since Shaq Quarterman. And so that's a big hole that they have filled since last year.
No doubt. Dave, let everybody know how they can follow you, because we'll get you in there as part of our rotation, because you have a lot of information, especially during the summer with this ongoing portal and other things. Yeah. Let everybody know how they can follow you away from the program.
Yeah, check out the work InsideTheU.com and Through the Smoke podcast. Gabby, Uri, and I do our best to keep everyone informed, but appreciate you having me on, Larry.
Good stuff. Dave, thanks so much. David Lake from Inside the U, and a lot of ways to follow him as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close out hour number one. Jordan Lyles, senior running back at St. Thomas Aquinas, is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.